Zambia has a major alcohol problem. That's according to a report by the World Health Organization, which indicates that 76% of men and 33% of women in Zambia are drinking too much. The report also notes that 43% of children are consuming alcohol. The health authorities have warned that alcoholism is a ticking time bomb that is already contributing to 80% of the psychiatric conditions being treated in the country's only mental health hospital, Chainama Hills, in the capital. Kathy Short reports from Lusaka.
On a busy Saturday afternoon here in Chilenje Township in Lusaka, hundreds of people are out socializing in the main bars. Most of them are located next to each other and sell a range of alcoholic beverages, from lagers to whiskies and cheap traditional brands like Junta and Chibuku. These ones are nearly 50% alcohol. Some of these bars open daily as early as 6 a.m. and close at midnight, even though there are bylaws regulating opening hours. The Lusaka City Council spokesperson Florence Chalangata has warned that it will enforce bylaws to force bar owners to stick to stipulated bylaws.
As a council, we have given them time to open is from 10 a.m. to 22. And then nightclubs are supposed to operate up to midnight. But we find that these bar owners are breaking the law. But from now onwards, we are going to go in and stiffen our bylaws. So it's either we have their bars closed, or they just have to follow the rules of opening from 10 up to 22. And if they open beyond that, we're going to close them down or take them to court.
Although going out for a drink is a common event in nearly most countries around the world, one must not forget that it is classified as a drug, more specifically a depressant. It slows down vital function, resulting in unclear speech, unsteady movements, and disturbed slow reaction to reason. While many drink in moderation, others can become addicted, which can lead to related ailments. Here at Chainama Hills Hospital in Lusaka is the country's only mental hospital. Mwape Chileshe is a 22-year-old Lusaka resident who knows all too well how alcohol addiction can take a hold of someone's life. He is a survivor of alcohol addiction after spending 1 year in rehabilitation at the hospital. He started drinking beer at the age of 17.
As time went by, I became an addict in the sense that I wouldn't do without alcohol. I took alcohol for let's say 3 years. I had a lot of hair on my body. I stopped brushing my hair and the cleanness was gone. I couldn't know whether the time to bath has come because I was so much into alcohol, yeah. You know, when you are taking alcohol, you can't know. It's like you are in what we call hidden window.
The country's only mental or psychiatric hospital, Chainama Hills, is struggling with as many as 400 patients a month, the majority being alcohol-related cases. With only 3 psychiatric doctors to tend to these patients, the hospital is easily overwhelmed. Philip Chimpumba is one of the psychiatrists in Lusaka.
The problems with alcohol will include things like disease burden on an individual person. Say, for example, there are a lot of people that have suffered liver damage. They develop liver problems. They have developed other problems that are linked to their health. If you go to Chainama today and just find out, you'll be shocked that one of the most challenging problem in terms of psychiatric problems that have been addressed at Chainama as a result of heavy episodes drinking, which is causing psychiatric related problems.
The problem of alcohol abuse in Zambia is not new. Founding President Kenneth Kaunda threatened to resign from his post in the 1980s, saying he could not lead a country of drunkards. The problem still persists to this day, as President Edgar Lungu lamented last year by the rise in alcohol abuse.
Our children patronize social places such as bars and gambling halls, cinemas, which don't instill good morals. They sometimes spend time indulging in underage drinking. Equally worrying is the sale of alcoholic beverages in bus stations, markets, and other public places, including burial sites, which is leading to an increased number of accidents, not only on our roads, but also at places of work.
Last November, the government, through its Ministry of Health, launched a national alcohol policy. The overall purpose of this is to regulate the consumption of alcohol through education campaigns. The policy also hopes to increase awareness for mental health services and care. Kathy Short, RFI, Lusaka.